is a very special day because we had a chance to hear some great testimonies.
今天是一个特别的日子，我们听到了很感动的见证。
But also because here in the U.S. it's Father's Day.
在北美这个是父亲节。
And you know what? I think fathers are really special.
你看，我们父亲都是很特别的人。
And it has nothing to do with the fact that I am also a father.
并不是因为我是一个父亲才这么说。
I believe they have incredible obligations and responsibilities that they are responsible for. But the Bible tells us they are also capable of incredible love. And so they're deserving of special honor. Let's give our fathers a hand this morning.
我们为父亲们鼓掌。
All right. Now we also have something very special planned for our fathers in a few minutes.
哦，我们还会为我们父亲有特别的节目。
You see, besides being celebrated here in the U.S., Father's Day is celebrated in over 50 countries around the world.
除了美国庆祝父亲节，在世界上超过50个国家也庆祝父亲节。
The person who's credited here in the U.S. for getting this day started, is a lady named Sonora Louise Smart Dodd.
在美国这个首先发起父亲节这个庆祝活动的是一个女士，叫做 Sonora Louise Smart Dodd.
What she wanted to do was to honor her own father.
她这么做是为了纪念她自己的父亲。
He was a Civil War veteran.
她是个内战的老兵。
But he had to raise 6 kids without his wife because she died at childbirth.
他还需要去养活他的六个儿女，因为他的妻子在生产的时候去世了。
And so, she wanted this special day just to let him know how much she loved him.
所以他希望有一天能够让父亲知道他是多么的爱他的父亲。
And later on,United States picked this up and he said, you know, she has a great idea.
后来呢有一个美国总统他说，哎，他有这个是个很好的主意。
And it was President Calvin Coolidge who said one day, you know, we need a day for fathers.
President Calvin Coolidge 就说我们真的是需要有一天给父亲。
He said, because we need a way to establish more intimate relations between fathers and their children.And to impress upon fathers the full measure of their obligations.
我们希望通过这一天呢，来增加父亲跟儿女的亲密的关系，而且要提醒父亲他们的责任。
And so President Johnson, one of our presidents, he made it an official holiday in 1966.
所以蒋中正总统呢，就在1966年把这个变成国家法定的节日，星期天哈。
Now the reason all of this is important because the Bible tells us there's a very special relationship between fathers and their children.
因为圣经告诉我们在父亲和儿女中间的关系是一个非常奇妙的一个关系。
They even talk about someone, a special prophet who was supposed to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
先知书里面说到要让父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And God did this because he said, if I don't do this for you, then you will never understand the heart of your father God.
神说如果我不这样向你来显明，你真的是不知道父亲对儿女的心。
And he was so strong about this, he said, if I don't do this and if this doesn't happen, then curse the whole land, we'll just start all over.
他说如果不这么做的话我会诅咒全地然后重新开始。
So that's how strongly God felt about the relationship as Father God that he had towards us.
这就是神为什么看重他作为天父和我们这些儿女的关系。
Now, I apologize not for having this on a slide, but if you have your Bibles open to Luke chapter 1, verses 16 through 18.
如果你没有圣经的话，把圣经打开到路加福音一章十六节到十八节。
I'm going to read it here in English, but then I'm going to ask you to read it in Chinese afterwards. Many of the people of Israel would he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
我们一起来念中文。他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神，他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备路。
Now this is based on Old Testament prophecy that one of the last things in the Old Testament that God said was from Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 through 6.
这个预言呢是完全是建立在旧约里面的先知书最后一本先知书马拉基书第四章第五节到第六节。
And what he says is, See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
他说看啊耶和华大而可畏之日来到以前我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去他必使父亲的心转向儿女儿女的心转向父亲免得我来咒诅遍地
Now what we have happening here besides the prophecy itself is that an angel is speaking with and honoring the priest Zechariah
我们今天所要看的呢就是看到有一个天使来向这个祭司撒迦利亚说话
When it was their turn once a year a priest who was elected was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies and offer his sacrifice before God
每一年只有一天这个祭司可以到至圣所去向神来献祭
So it was Zechariah's turn
这一次呢是撒迦利亚的机会
And when he was there an angel appeared
当他在那里的时候一个天使向他显现
Now only the angel knew that Zechariah had a very special prayer.
所有的天使都知道撒迦利亚有个特别的祷告。
He was an older man, maybe, let's see, I better pick a good age for older. Maybe 80s, 90s.
他是个很年纪很大的人大概八九十岁。
And he and his wife had never had children.
他和他的妻子是没有孩子的。
And so this angel shows up and he says, God has heard your prayer.
这个天使向他显现说神已经听到了你的祷告
And now although you're an old man You and your wife Elizabeth are going to have a child
虽然你很年纪很大了但是你和你的妻子伊丽莎白就会有一个孩子
And he said and this child will be unlike any other child that has ever been born
这个孩子呢跟以前所有的孩子都不一样
And he said so because of that you have to raise this child unlikeany child that's ever been born.
所以你要在喂养这个孩子的时候呢要用与众不同的方式。
And he told him even the name of that child that they were going to have. The child's name was John the Baptist.
他天使甚至给将那个孩子取名叫约翰施洗约翰。
Well, Zechariah thought this was all pretty incredible.
撒迦利亚就觉得这些很不能相信。
When was the last time you saw an angel?
我们上一次看到 angel 什么时候
Please don't raise your hand, okay? I've never seen an angel, okay? So, because this was such a fantastic thing, the angel told Zechariah, Since you don't believe me, you will not be able to speak. You're going to be dumb until you do.
因为这个事情是这么的奇妙所以撒迦利亚不肯相信所以这个天使对他说因为你不相信所以你在你相信之前你就不能再说话成为一个哑巴。
And this was all so very special because John the Baptist was the one who was supposed to prepare the way for Jesus Christ.
这些是这么的特别是因为这个小孩施洗约翰是为耶稣基督预备道路的。
So how would you feel if someday someone just showed up and said, you have the responsibility as a father for raising your child to prepare people all over the world to turn their hearts.
有没有一天有一个天使或者人对你说你要这样来养育你的小孩使他能够让全世界的人心回转转向神。
You're going to be preparing the world for Jesus.
这个小孩是使全世界的百姓为耶稣基督 转向耶稣基督。
Finally, he finally believed it.
最后撒迦利亚相信了这件事情。
Because he found out his wife Elizabeth in the 80s and when they were 80 or 90 was expecting.
他发现他的妻子以利沙白虽然年纪也很大但是怀孕了。
And so when they asked him what should the child's name be, he said it should be John.
当大家问撒迦利亚这个小孩该取什么名字的时候撒迦利亚就写下了这个名字约翰。
Now the real heart of this message, and it's a very short message, is reconciliation.
我们今天的这个信息呢 很短就是与神和好。
Father, out there, God is asking us to raise our children so they understand the importance of reconciliation in their own relationships.
父亲们和那些将要成为父亲们的神让我们养育我们的孩子最关键的一点是让他们了解到与神和和好和我们父亲和儿女和好是多么的重要。
So when they see you reconciled to your wife, they say to themselves, now I.
当我们的孩子看到我们与妻子争吵以后和好以后他们就说哇这真的是很奇妙所以我也要这么做。
And then when they see how much you love them and take time to be with them, they say, that's special. That's the way I'm supposed to love my children when I get older.
当他看到我们花这么多时间跟他们去在一起的时候他们说啊这这样真好所以他们也愿意花更多的时间去和他们的孩子在一起。
See, so when God said that, he's preparing us as fathers to accept, receive, he's saying, prepare your children. Prepare your children.
神让我们首先要准备好我们的孩子。
Showing them how to
be. 如何的就是说给他们树立一个很好的榜样让他们为将来做好准备。
Prepare their hearts to be able to accept, receive, and obey their Heavenly Father and understand the heart of Father God.
让他们去准备好去领受神给他们的心去了解如何去与神和好。
And if you do that, then I will honor you.
如果你神说如果你们这么做的话我会纪念你们。
So, what I want you to get out of today's message.
所以我们从今天的这个信息里面会得到些什么呢?
It's very simple.
非常简单。
Because mothers, fathers can't do this without your help.
所以父母们没有你们的帮助就不能做。
I once told you about a line from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You remember what that was? The movie. I once told them about a line from the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
What's the name of the movie?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Big I know fat it doesn't Greek translate. Wedding.
A big, like big, mm-hmm. and fat, big, again, uh-huh. Greek.
Greek wedding.
I don't know how to say Greek.
大大的希腊婚礼。
That's a special movie, but the wife in this movie has a very special saying.
这是一个在这个电影里面有那个妻子有一个特别的一个镜头。
She says that the husband may be the head of the family.
他说父亲先生们可能是一个家里的头。
But the wife is the neck and turns him wherever she will.
妻子呢就是丈夫那个头下面那个颈子。妻子要转到哪儿这个头也必须转到哪儿。
So these are three instructions for the fathers, but it's actually for the wives to make sure the fathers do it.
所以这下面所说的三点呢是给父亲的当然也是给妻子太太们呢因为主要是太太掌管这些头往哪些动。
From these verses today, here it is. Help your children understand what the Bible is all about and how it helps them to prepare for the great day of the Lord.
首先呢我们要让我们的孩子去理解圣经到底是说的是一件什么样的事情而且让去培养我们的孩子准备我们的孩子为了耶稣基督再来的日子也是为他们相信耶稣基督的日子
Learn how to give your children affection and the love of Christ so that their hearts are turned towards you and in turn they learn how to be reconciled to God and then their hearts are turned towards him
向他们就是说教导他们如何的去爱耶稣基督这样他们的心会转向我们因为他们知道我们是如何的去爱他们同样他们也会学着去和神去重新建立良好的关系
Fathers, this is one area that we're not very good at one area, this is one area I believe that fathers, most fathers are not very good at.
这是, 在这一点上, 很多的父亲都没有做到。
We don't tell our children that we love them enough.
我们不告诉, 我们并没有告诉我们的, 孩子我们是多么的爱他们。
And the reason I know this is that there was a very special story that was once told about a man who placed an article in the newspaper.
在一个报纸上有一篇文章说到这个事情。
And in that article, he just put this one line. He said, "To my son, I am so sorry that I never told you how much I love you. I love you very much."
在那个报纸上短短一节，他就写给他的儿子，他说，我。 对不起，我从来没有告诉你，我是如何的爱你，我是非常非常的爱你。
Please meet me in the center of town at the square tomorrow, and I would like to give you a hug.
请在这个市中心这个地方几点钟去跟我会面，我来拥抱你。
From that article, 50,000 men showed up the next day to receive a hug from a father.
第二天在那个时间有五万五千的孩子们在那个市中心等着他们的父亲给他们拥抱。So
make sure you tell your children every day.
我们应该每天都告诉我们的孩子我们是多么的爱他们。And
then finally, be an example to your children of godliness so that they can also learn obedience.
我们要在我们的孩子面前树立一个属神的榜样，所以呢，他们可以去学习如何的去顺服。And
this is the way they can learn the heart of their father God.
这个呢，这样呢，他们就可以去让神的心来欢喜。
This is what it means to have the true heart of a father.
这就是一个真正的父亲的心所应该有的。
So Father, this congregation is going to help you to do that.
我们今天要帮我们所有的父亲一道来做这件事情。
This is a big effort, but I invite all the fathers sitting in the congregation to come forward here to the front of the church.
我们请所有的父亲和要成为父亲的弟兄来到这个面前，来到我们前面。
And our teaching elder Ying Chong is going to pray for you, fathers and fathers to be.
所有的父亲和要做父亲的。
Come on, Dad.
不管你的孩子有多大，你终归是父亲。我们的英强长老会来为我们祷告。
我们一同祷告，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你在地上设立父亲，来反映你在天上为父的荣耀。主，我们虽然眼不能见你，但是我们见到你在地上所设立的父亲，我们就知道你是怎么样子爱我们，你的慈爱是何等的宽广，你是如何愿意为我们付上摆上你自己。主，因此我们没有办法推诿，我们没有办法不承认你对我们的慈爱。主，我们也求你保守 我们教会里面这些站在你面前的父亲，主，让我们知道你赐给我们这样一个荣耀的职分，好让我们在地上我们要反映你在天上为父的心怀。主，我们谢谢你，我们都有软弱，我们都有不足，我们很多时候没有办法反映你自己的荣耀。主，但是我们谢谢你，求你帮助我们，让我们常常记得我们的这样一个父亲的职分的时候，主，我们就知道怎么样子从你那里支取你自己的慈爱和荣耀来对待我们家里的孩子 和我们的妻子，我们谢谢你在你面前这一切的父亲，这一年的辛劳。主，我们相信你在暗中必然纪念，加添我们的力量，让我们更加知道如何来荣耀你自己。我们感谢、赞美、祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
请坐。
You know, it's no coincidence that what we've chosen for our short-term missions trip also involves fathers.
很碰巧我们这个短宣队也是有父亲。The
theme for this year's China short-term missions trip in which the youth group and some of the adults will participate is called Seeing the Face of Our Father.
短宣的这个主题呢是看见我们天父的信实。And
what we challenge the youth group to do and the adults to do is to people with their lives, see the face of Jesus in me, let me see the face of Jesus working through you.
他们给这些孩子们和父母们的任务就是 用他们的生命去向别人展示耶稣基督的信实，然后去让耶稣基督的信实在那些人的生命中做改变的工作。
So, in a few minutes, we're going to ask the youth group to come forward and to be able to sing a song for you, a song they're going to sing in China. And we're going to share a little bit about what we're going to be doing over there.
我们先请我们的 youth group 来上面唱一首歌，然后我们一道来分享他们将要在中国所做的事情。
And at the same time, I want to thank all of you for your faithfulness supporting the youth group. We fell just a little short of our goal, but the youth group was able to raise, through your support and prayers, over $14,000 towards this trip.
谢谢大家对这个短信的支持。虽然这个资金还有一点点短缺，但是这个短宣队已经筹集了$14,000的资金。
So let's give a hand to our Father God.
我们谢谢我们的天父。
So I think I have some slides back there on the youth group trip. Youth group, why don't you go ahead and come on up, lead us in one of the songs, and then afterwards, Hongjun is going to pray over our youth group and the team that's going to China.
Okay, everyone, we're going to stand and sing Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. So everyone, please stand. And this song has motions to it, all right? So it goes, you came from heaven to earth to show the way.From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. And then, Lord, I lift your name on high. So it's very easy. Just follow the words. All right. John.
短宣队来祷告，在这代表教会来差遣他们，到中国去，有为期2-3周的时间。我们在今天祷告我们希望每天每个时候每个都在为他们来祷告，让他们能够在那里能够完成这样一个使命。Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling these people into your mission field. Father, we plead that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit.And we walk daily in His power. 天父，我们谢谢你呼召他们来进入这个宣教的工厂。主，我们恳求你的圣灵来充满他们，让他们每天在圣灵当中度过每一天。Father, we pray that you will bring your love and mercy to whoever they will reach, and will speak in the word of God with boldness and with wisdom, so they can hear and receive.天父，我们祈求你的爱和你的恩典就随着他们达到每一个他们所能接触到的人，让他们能够有能力又有智慧来宣讲主你自己的话，让听到的能够听见也能够接受。 Father, we pray that you protect them in the air, in train, in the bus, in the hotel, in everywhere they may go. You will be with them day and nightProtect them from sickness, weakness, and all kinds of dangers. 天父，我们祈求你保护他们，无论是在飞机上、在火车上、在汽车上、在旅馆、在任何地方他们能去的地方，主，你亲自与他们同在，无论是白天还是黑夜，保守他们不要 生病，包括他们有各免遭各种各样的凶险。Father, we pray that at this particular time when most people are scared of the flu, that you open the door both spiritually and physically, so that no one could stop them. 天父，我们在这个特别的时候，特别恳求主你的帮助，当人们很多。人都害怕这个福禄的时候，这个流感的时候，求主你打开这个大门，让他们的宣教没有一个人可以挡住他们。Father, we pray that you draw the people to you through them, so that people may hear your word and experience your love. 天父，我们恳求主你吸引这些人来到你的面前，透过他们的服事，透过他们的宣教，让这些能够听见你的话，让这些能够经历主你的慈爱。 Father, we pray for the pastors, for their leadership. We pray that you give them strength and wisdom to lead this group to a great success. We also pray for parents of the young warriors of the gospel. We pray that your peace be with them, so that together we pray daily and hourly for the young men and women, and joyfully wait for their safe return with great success and exceedingly fruitful results. 天父，我们为我们同行的牧师们来祷告，求主你带领他们，赐给他们力量和能力，让他们带领这样一个团队能够成功的完成这次的宣教。主，我们为我们在这些孩子们的父母也献上我们的祷告，求主你的平安与我们同在，让我们每天每个时候在祷告当中纪念他们，也等候他们平安的归来，带来最好的消息，带来一个宣教成功的喜讯。 And through this, Father, you and your name will be glorified through this ministry.通过他们的服事，愿主你自己的名和你的自己的国度得到荣耀。In Jesus' name we pray. 奉耶稣的名我们祷告。Amen. Now go in peace in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.